Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty. This is the Punk Rock MBA Podcast. Today's episode is a bonus, in case you missed it, one of my favorite videos from my second channel about the blame game, about all the people pointing fingers at other people, at the industry, at the man, blaming other people for their problems or their failures, or their shortcomings. I can't stand this stuff. I mean, this is just absolutely everywhere in music. It drives me nuts. I know this video ruffled some feathers. A lot of people didn't like it, but you know what? I stand by it. So I wanted to share it for anybody that didn't see it because this is important stuff. You need to hear this. And I talk about how I kind of overcame this and flipped that switch in my own head to start kind of taking ownership of my own successes and failures in life in general and stop pointing the finger at other people. Once you do that, I think you will be surprised at how many good things start happening to you. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. I think it's a very important one, something that a lot of people need to hear, something that I needed to hear when I was younger. So hopefully it's helpful. Before we get into it, I wanted to mention, number one, the Punk Rock MBA newsletter. That's an email that I'm going to be sending out every week with a link to all my content that I put out that week on my main channel, my second channel, podcast, any kind of like interviews or press appearances or anything like that that I may have done in the past that you might like. You can sign up for that at the link in the show notes here or go to prmbanewsletter.com. Second, I wanted to thank everybody who supports us on Patreon. It is because of your support that we are able to do this show, so we appreciate it very, very, very much. Patrons get every show a week early. There's a members-only private Discord server that I'm in all the time. There's a chance for me to review your work, whether that is your music or your videos or design or photography, anything like that. I'm happy to take a look at any of it. And there's a way to do that if you are a patron at the $10 and up level. So if that sounds cool, you can hit the link in the show notes to the Patreon, or you can go to patreon.com/thepunkrockmba and sign up there. So thank you very much to the patrons, and let's get into the show. What's up, everybody? I'm Finn McKenty. This is my second channel where I talk about business and marketing and personal development. In this video, I wanted to talk about something that is unfortunately part of the music scene. This toxic, negative, self-defeating kind of thinking where people are always pointing fingers, playing the blame game, refusing to take responsibility for their own failures or shortcomings, always making excuses. And then when someone else does have success, they're always quick to discredit that person by saying that that person had some sort of advantage that they don't. Basically, the blame game. And if you have been playing the blame game, you gotta stop right now. And I will explain why in this video.
Duncan loves complaining. Uses it to express his anger, but it never helps.
Well, first, let me give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. First one here is from my video about Hayley Williams. I think Hayley Williams is one of those kids whose parents were rich. I would go to Warped Tour and see these really young metalcore, whatever bands. I was in a band too that would have loved to play Warped Tour and tour internationally, but 3 out of 4 band members' parents weren't rich. Our parents treated our career ambitions as an annoyance when it meant the world to us. We never even got around to producing t-shirts for the band because we had no money. We had to pirate recording programs and record in bedrooms and release the album as CDRs with no support. We were like 15 or 16 and applied for jobs so we could get better music gear but couldn't get a job. I think young kids that make it in the music industry has more to do with what their parents' job is than anything. This line of thinking essentially boils down to economic determinism. The idea that your success in life boils down to how much money your parents have. Now, this falls apart very quickly if you just think about it for a minute, because number one, think about all the people who were born with rich parents and really wanted to get famous but didn't. So clearly money is not enough to buy success. Of course, having money helps. Of course, being born good looking helps. But we can see from just like the historical record that it's not enough to make you successful. And by the same token, well, look at all these rappers or, you know, people in any kind of genre that come from nothing and end up becoming super successful. It takes like 30 seconds of just a little bit of critical thinking to pick this one apart. And the reason why is because people do not want to take accountability for their failures. They want to be able to blame some factor beyond their control, such as the circumstances of their birth. Anything but to accept the fact that maybe they made a bad decision, maybe they didn't work hard enough, or maybe they just needed to keep going, and if they kept doing what they were doing, they would have eventually become successful. Face your failure now. You hear this a lot from people who are blaming, like, the industry, too. Like,
labels won't pay attention to us because of this, that, or the other.
It's all Facebook's fault because they kill the organic reach on your posts. Or insert any number of other excuses. You've heard all of them before. They'll blame Mark Zuckerberg. They'll point the finger at anybody except for themselves. Or another example of this, people seem to get really angry when I bring this up, but I'm gonna do it anyway because fuck it. The Dead Kennedys. I used to like this band when I was a kid, like 13 or 14, but by the time I got to be like 15 and I'd started listening to bands like Youth of Today, I started to see the problem with the Dead Kennedys and bands like that. Basically, all the Dead Kennedys songs are about like being angry at the government or the cops or jocks or MTV. Just always like pointing the finger and yelling at these authority figures and institutions and saying, it's your fault that I'm unhappy. And obviously there's some truth to that. I mean, their criticisms of these institutions and authority figures are valid. They weren't wrong. But my question is, so what? So let's say the jocks are assholes, and let's say that MTV sucks and they play terrible music, and let's say that the state government of California is incompetent and corrupt. Is there anything that you can do about those things? No. So why are you wasting your breath complaining about it? Well, I think the answer lies in a concept from psychology called locus of control. Think of this as like a ball, and this ball is the thing that controls your life. You can either have an internal locus of control or an external locus of control. And that basically means, where does this ball that controls your life live? If it lives inside of you, then you have an internal locus of control. That means that ultimately you believe that you are the person in control of your life. And of course, we all understand that there's lots and lots of things that are not within our control. But if you have an internal locus of control, you believe that the choices you make when you respond to those things that are out of our control are what's important. And if you have an external locus of control, if this little ball that controls your life lives, you know, on the other side of town, that means that you don't believe you really truly are in control of your life. Or as they put it in the literature from Psychology Today, locus of control is an individual's belief system regarding the causes of his or her experiences and the factors to which that person attributes success or failure. Does that ball live inside me or does it live outside me? And what's interesting is this has been studied a lot over the years, and it's super clear. Like, you can look this up. Super clear that people with an internal locus of control are happier and healthier and have better life outcomes.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where There's the video in the background in the player, and when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like, I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode. From the same article, the benefits of this were specified in a research study that looked at the potential health effects of the locus of control trait. Researchers found that of more than 7,500 British adults followed since birth, so this is not some like half-assed survey, they followed 7,500 people for years, those who had shown an internal locus of control at the age of 10 were less likely to be overweight at age 30, less likely to describe their health as poor, or show high levels of psychological stress. The major explanation for these findings was that children with a more internal locus of control behave more healthily as adults because they have greater confidence in their ability to influence outcomes through their own actions. So that's what it comes down to. And that is actually why it makes me so annoyed and upset when I see this stuff happening in my comments or anywhere else in the scene. It's not because this is gonna hurt Haley's feelings. She doesn't give a fuck what this random asshole on YouTube says. She's gonna be successful anyway because, unlike that guy, she has an internal locus of control. The reason why it upsets me is because I see so many people holding themselves back with this kind of thinking. Because think about it, when you attribute your failures to something outside your control, that basically means you're giving up control of your life. You're saying, I'm just this pawn tossed around by things beyond my control. My success or failure is not up to the choices that I make. It's just like, did the roll of the dice go my way today? And is my band gonna become successful because some gatekeeper with the magical musical success fairy dust decided to sparkle it on me? And let me get super specific here. I'm going to talk about this in terms of music just because I think that's something that everyone watching will understand. The way you got to think about this is less about problems and more about solutions. Whatever problem somebody puts in front of you, there is a solution. Go around it, go through it, go over it. It doesn't matter. You got to find a solution. So, as an example of a band, one of the things that I hear a lot is, well, we don't have the money to record. It costs $10,000 to record an EP and we don't have that kind of money, so we're screwed. The first thing I would say to that is, you're right, you're screwed. I would break up and stop right now because you're doomed. There's nothing you can do. Sorry guys, just wasn't meant to be. You weren't born to rich parents, so you're screwed. But right after I made them think I was an asshole by telling them that, I would start to think about solutions. So first of all, it does not cost $10,000 to record an EP. It does not cost $5,000 to record an EP. You can get somebody to do it for $100. Is it gonna be the best recording of all time? Probably not, but it's enough to get you started. And if your song is good and you guys do a good job of marketing it, it's enough to get you started. Or you can learn how to record yourself. And then again, people will start making excuses. Well, I don't have a powerful enough computer, or I can't afford the software. Again, bullshit. People like Joey Sturgis made amazing recordings on computers that now you could buy for like $100. So go ask Joey whatever piece of shit Dell PC he had in 2007 that he recorded The Devil Wears Prada and Attack on. Go buy that, because it was good enough for him, it's good enough for you. And then you might say, well, okay, we've got this recording, but we don't have the money for marketing or PR, so nobody's gonna notice us. We're screwed. And then I go look at their social media and I see that they're only posting once every 2 weeks. And when they do, it's like some shitty ad mat. And it's clear to me that they're not even trying. Or we don't have the budget for a great music video. Well, again, you have a phone. And guess what? Creativity is free. You don't need to have a big budget to make something cool. Like, look at all these Astari rappers. Like, every single one of those videos is just shot on an iPhone in some random location, like a bedroom or a parking lot or a construction site. And then they just put it into iMovie and did some sick edit on it. Again, is it the music video of your dreams? Maybe not, but it's something. It's still pretty cool. And then you might say, well, yeah, we don't know anybody in the music industry, so nobody's gonna give us a chance. All right, well then get to know people in the music industry. Social media exists. It's not like it's hard to find these people. And I could keep going forever with this, but the point is, 99 times out of 100, if you go into it looking for a solution and believing that you have the power to be successful, then you will be, given enough time and effort. It's as simple as that. And yes, of course there are real obstacles out there. Absolutely. Being born into a rich family with great supportive parents and being really good looking and 6 feet tall, like, that definitely helps. And I understand lots of us are dealing with, like, mental health issues. I've made videos about this before. I have too. And some people legitimately do have an easier path to success than others. But that doesn't really directly affect you because you can't do anything about that. All you can do is play the cards you have been dealt, make the most of what you have. And if you are watching this, there's a very, very high chance that you have everything you need to do whatever it is that you want to do. It might be a little bit harder for you than someone else, but remember, there's probably literally billions of people in the world who are born with way, way less than you have, and I would suggest that you spend a moment being grateful for that and recognizing the fact that you probably won the lottery by being born where you were born when you were born, and less on the fact that Hayley Williams' parents were rich. All right, my friends, that is it for today's installment of Old Man Screams at Cloud. And next time you catch yourself maybe playing the blame game, we all do it sometimes, just press stop. Just say to yourself, I'm not going to do that. Break yourself of that habit. And once you really internalize that idea of locus of control, I promise you, you're going to be a happier person and good things are going to happen to you. All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home thinking about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the One Hit Thunder or were nothing more than a one hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.
This is Krista Makes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Krista Makes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song from their career. In our giant, evergreen back catalog of episodes, we've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites like Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, and up-and-coming artists of today such as Liz Stokes of The Beths and Genesis Owusu. We've had guests from all genres and styles of music, and I guarantee that if you peruse our back catalog, you'll see several episodes that'll make you say, man, I gotta hear that. Whether you're a fan of music or a creator of music yourself, you'll take away a whole new appreciation for the songs you know and love. Krista Makes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you could possibly listen to podcasts, and new episodes come out every Monday.